99% of people are absolute sheep, bots, NPCs, robots. Yo, what's good? It's King Kai, and today I was thinking about something that was a little bit alarming because I started to realize that a lot of people nowadays are living on complete autopilot and don't even think about how they're moving. Now, I'm not saying this to make it seem like I am better than other people, that I am woke, that I've escaped the matrix, none of that bullshit. But what I'm saying is a lot of people's habits are on complete autopilot and they don't even consider how these little things that they're doing are going to affect their life later on in the future. Or when someone is given information, they just blindly follow it. And the reason why I wanted to start talking about this is because, for one, I realize this in the real world. Like, you meet people like that and I'm like, do you even consider why you have this stance or this opinion, or you just followed because you were told to? And two, in the self-improvement space, it is quite common for people to listen to one guru and listen to it as gospel. Like, this person's word is right and everything else everyone else says is just wrong. Those people are sheep too. You're not escaping the matrix. You're just locking yourself into a different matrix, but people don't see that. A long time ago, I used to know somebody, and their grandmother kind of opened up my eyes to this idea that people don't really think. And I know this sounds mean, right? But it was election time, and then this woman was looking at the election on the TV, and like, you know how they say vote for Prop 45, vote for Prop 377 or whatever, and then they said vote yes on this proposition because we want you to. And then the grandmother was like, oh, we need to vote yes on that. I'm like, did you consider what the proposition even was, or did you want to just vote for because they said so? So many people are influenced by what the TV says and by what people around them say that they don't even want to think. I can understand why, because thinking is scary. Thinking for yourself is quite alarming. Like, trying to go your own way and how you believe is frightening. And I understand that. Yo, shut up. Sorry, my phone went off. But a lot of people don't want to think for themselves. And it is quite scary. But the thing is, if you want to create something substantial for yourself, at least enjoy the life that you're living at the minimum. I'm not saying you need to be a millionaire or anything, but if you at least want to enjoy the life that you're living, then you're gonna have to find your own truth. You're gonna have to find what is the most valuable to you. A long time ago, I told you guys the story that I used to be completely obsessed with self-help content, and I was overindulging in those videos. I was watching stuff like Dan Locke and Gary Vee, and then I was thinking, okay, so their way is the way. I have to do it this way or it's no way. And I was severely like unhappy. I was not really happy with how my life was going. I wasn't really enjoying what I was doing, and I just felt like lost and purposeless. But when I started to do things for myself and started to make my own decisions, I said, I want to be a personal trainer. I want to enlist in jiu-jitsu. I want to go to Texas. I want to go work at this job. I want to do this. I started to feel much happier because I'm a lot more honest with myself, and I'm a lot more willing to follow the passions that I want for myself. Most people are scared to do that. They want to go to college because they were told to. There's nothing wrong with college. But if you go there because someone said it's a good thing for you and you don't even consider it, then that's bot-like NPC behavior. That's like oblivion behavior. You need to think for your damn self. And most college kids don't think for them damn self. They just do things because people told them to. Now, I'm here to tell you, I want you to question things. I want you to question people. I want you to question motives. Don't be overly critical. Like, don't be a jackass and just say why like a little six-year-old kid. But what I'm saying is, when people say, you should do this, you should be like, okay, but why should I do that? Like, what is that? What's the benefit for me? Like, do you mind explaining? I've had a very up and down relationship with religion for a long time, and I don't consider myself religious anymore. But back in the day, I would ask questions about the faith that I was supposed to be practicing, and they were never answered. They're just like, because it's the way. That's how it goes. This is how it is. And I always hated that from a kid. I never liked hearing that answer because I'm like, that doesn't answer my question. Why do we do these things? Because it's just the way. How am I supposed to just believe that? But then I got to a point where I just believe my own set of rules and my own set of beliefs that are, I believe, are morally correct and aligned with my values. And I'm happier like that. I want you guys to do the same exact thing. Question things. And if you don't get the answers that you're looking for, or if you don't get satisfactory answers and you get danced around like I did when I was a kid, then that probably is something a little bit shady, especially with pyramid schemes and shit. They do the same thing. They don't answer questions. They just say, listen to us. This is the way. Don't do that. That's sheep-like behavior. Stop that. If you guys enjoyed the video, go ahead and drop a like. I appreciate it. And join my Discord server in the description. Next video will pop up on the screen right around now. This is your sensei, King Kai, and I'll catch you in the next video. Deuces!